کیجئے جا سوال کیے جاؤ. ویلکم ٹو دا سفاری کوئز شو. دس از یور ہوسٹ ودیا ہیئر وتھ تھری ینگ سیکنڈ گریڈرز آن ٹوڈیز شو. آل رائٹ, بفور وی اسٹارٹ لیٹ می مینشن دیٹ سفاری کوئز شو از براٹ ٹو یو بائی سفاری کڈ, دی امیزنگ پری اسکول اینڈ آفٹر اسکول پروگرام وتھ اوور 19 لوکیشنز ان دا بے ایریا. safarikidusa.com, they have preschool and after school programs. So wherever you may be in the Bay Area, if you are interested in finding a preschool or after school for your child, please do check out Safari Kid. Their after school programs are amazing because they have such a variety of topics, from computers to classical music to everything in between. So safarikidusa.com is the place to go and check out where all their locations are, and call their nearest location to find out how your child can benefit from a Safari Kid education. And I also want to mention that Safari Kid's newest location is their Warm Springs location at 46292 Warm Springs Boulevard, 46292 Warm Springs Boulevard. Their phone number is 510-573-1070, 408-504-1965. They offer homework assistance, enrichment in math, language arts, reading and spelling, common core prep, public speaking, chess club, creative writing, languages, critical thinking and drama. By the way, for all your parents out there, common core is probably a big change that's happening in your children's lives. I happen to know just a little bit about it only as a parent, and my understanding is that common core requires a lot more critical thinking and analysis from children at a very young age, perhaps unfairly. But that's the system we have in place now. So if this is something, Common Core Prep is something that you're interested in, be sure to check out an after-school program, Safari Kid after-school program, near where you live. They also offer pick-up and drop-off from local schools, so that's really convenient too. Okay, call them for details. Tell them you heard the ad on Safari Quiz Show, and they should be able to give you $50 off the registration fee as well. Okay. The other thing I want to mention is our Facebook page, of course. Please don't hesitate to like us on Facebook. Safari Quiz Show is our Facebook page. Safari Quiz Show is our Facebook page. Please go and like it. It just encourages us and gives us support. And the third thing is our musical showcase. Very nicely, we've actually had some entries from parents. Thank you so much, parents, for sending us musical pieces played by your children. What we try to do in this show is showcase the musical talents of children in our community. They don't have to be professionals. They don't have to be experts. We're just trying to say good job learning music, and we'd like to play your stuff on air. So if you have a musical talented child, or if you have a child who's just learning music and would like to send us a recording of that, you can send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Send it to us in preferably an MP3 or WAV file, or you can send us a YouTube link. And of course, this is very important. I would love for the child to come and play in our studio. We have a live show every Saturday, 11 to 12. And if you think your child would be interested in coming and performing live, it would be magnificent. We've had this happen in the past, and we've always enjoyed it thoroughly, and the children really, really enjoy it. And it's a lot easier than playing in front of a big audience full of people looking at you, because you're just playing as if you're playing in your little living room, and it's going out to so many people around the Bay and even internationally, because this show is also streamed live on RadioZindagi.com, and you can listen to it from anywhere in the world. So if you have family living elsewhere in the United States or even in other parts of the world, just tell them to go to RadioZindagi.com and they should be able to listen to the live stream of the show. All right, time to meet our contestants. As I mentioned before, they're all second graders. And today I'm going to be a little careful, because I just heard the recording for last week's show and I could not hear the voices of the children at all, because they were so soft. So today everybody is going to show me their big, loud voices, okay? Let me see, because we keep telling our children, speak softly, but this is not a place to speak softly, as you can tell from my big voice. So our first contestant is Akshint. Akshint, let me hear your loudest voice.
Hello, my name is Akshin. I'm 7 years old and I go to Forest Park Elementary, and my favorite hobbies are basketball, tetherball and dodgeball.
Awesome. Do you play all this in the playground at recess?
Yeah.
Yes, what fun. Forest Park is such a fun school because it has such a nice playground, right? Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. And our next contestant is Mansi. Welcome to the show, Mansi. Let me hear your loudest voice.
Hello, my name is Mansi and I go to Forest Park Elementary. Today I'm here to participate in Radio Zindagi.
Ooh, nice. And what are your hobbies? Tell me.
My hobbies are drawing and coloring.
Nice. Is there anything special you like to draw and color? Like animals or...
I like to sketch.
You like to sketch? What do you sketch?
I usually sketch...
Loud voice.
Ocean animals.
Ocean animals. Whales and sharks.
And also dolphins.
And dolphins, of course. Who cannot love dolphins? We all love dolphins.
Me.
Yeah, you don't like dolphins?
I do.
Oh, you do? Yeah, everybody loves dolphins. They are so smart.
I also sketch mermaids.
You also do mermaids? Oh, wow. That is so cute. I'd love to see it. You know, why don't you send me a picture and I'll put it up on our Facebook page. You want to do that?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so that was Mansi. And our third contestant is a new contestant. His name is?
Avanish.
Avanish. Wow. And he told me the meaning of his beautiful name while we were preparing for the show. So now he's going to share it with everyone. What does your name mean, Avanish?
My name means King of Earth.
King of Earth. Let me hear your loud voice.
My name means King of Earth.
Okay. That's beautiful. And tell me about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 7 years old. I go to Forest Park Elementary. And I like playing hide and seek with my friends.
Yeah. It's fun, isn't it? And I bet you have tons of friends. Don't you? I'm telling you, we're all Fremont kids here today from Forest Park Elementary. It's a really fun school. Lots of good education, but at the same time, a lot of fun as well. So we have these super smart second graders with us today, and they are ready to play our game. For the benefit of Avanish, because he is here for the first time, we are going to share the rules again. Okay? So, Avanish, we have three categories of 10 questions each.
I know that.
You have to speak into the mic.
I already know that there are three categories. I saw it on... My dad showed me on...
The categories?
On a computer.
Yes. So, the three categories are given to the kids a couple of days before, usually on Thursday. So, they have some time to prepare if they need to. And each category has 10 questions. Each question carries 10 points for the first person answering the question and 5 points for if it's a past question. Now, if you buzz and your buzzer lights up, you have to answer the question. If you get it right, you get 10 points. If you get it wrong or don't know the answer, you get minus 5. But after that, the question passes in an anti-clockwise direction. You don't have to buzz again. And then the next person can choose. They can, if they think they know the answer, they can try. And if they get it right, they get 5 points. If they get it wrong, they get minus 5. But they also have another option to say pass if they don't know the answer, and there is no penalty for passing. Got it, Avanish? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, and here are, you guys at home can't see this, but we have a point system. We have some maroon tokens for 10 points, and we have white tokens for 5 points. Are you guys ready to play?
Yes.
All right, that's the enthusiasm. So our first category today is things in the air. And I know everybody is really, really good, so it's going to be very much a buzzer game. So let's test their buzzers and make sure they're working. Akshint. Mansi. And Avanish. Alright, everybody's buzzers are working. Mansi. Yeah. Yeah, we've had episodes where all the kids' names begin with the same letter. Alright, ready? First question. No, we don't need your pen for this category. We need the pen only for our word jumble category. So this is the first question. Is things in the air? Round thing filled with air that people use on birthdays.
Balloon.
Very good. That's simple. Balloons in the air. Of course. 10 points to Mansi. Question number 2. Thing you sit in when you travel to another city.
Plane.
Good. Remember, Avanish, buzzing in quickly is the name of the game.
Thanks.
All right. Question number 3. Thing that you throw that can come back to you if you do it correctly.
Boomerang.
Very good. 10 points to Akshin. Question number 4. Puffy white thing that's made of water.
Clouds.
So that was Mansi's buzz. So Mansi gets 10 points. Cloud. Very good. 10 points. As you can see, buzzing in quickly is a secret. Shall make sure your buzzer is working? Yes. Hold it like this. And go. Okay? Alright. Question number 5. A vehicle in the air that resembles a dragonfly. It can lift straight up into the air.
Helicopter?
Helicopter. Good job, Avanish. That gets him on board as well. Question number 6. You tie a string to these to let them fly in the air. You tie a string to these to let them fly in the air.
Kite.
Very good. 10 points. All right. Question number 7. These insects make honey.
Bees.
That's right. Don't raise your hand. I know we've been like conditioned to raise our hands in the classroom, but not here. And also, every time you answer loudly into the mic. Okay? So make sure that all our listeners can hear. Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay. Question number 8. When we jump out of a plane, we better have this or we will fall straight.
Parachute.
Wait, it's Mansi's buzzer.
Parachute.
Very good. Buzz first. Answer later. Question number 9. Round things made of soap solution. Round things made of soap solution.
Bubbles.
Very good, Mansi. Good job. Question number 10. Winged living creatures.
Birds.
That's right. You don't have to raise your hand. It's radio. All right. Question number. Oh, that's it. That was the last question. Now it's time for our listener question. This question is not open for the kids in the studio. It's only for our listeners. Let me give out our call-in number for the studio. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. As always, we take the first 10 answers. First 10 answers to be sure. Be ready with your answer and call in 510-770-1550. And here is our listener question. In the category, things in the air. When we light a fire, this gets released in the air. When we light a fire, this gets released in the air. Michael, you think that's an actual call? Let's try. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is smoke.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Sharanya, and the answer is smoke.
Is that Sharanya?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Sharanya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sally Sina, and the answer to the question is rockets.
Is rockets. Okay, who's this? What's your name? How do you spell your first name?
S-H-A-I-L-I.
Shelly. Oh, lovely. Okay, thank you, Shelly. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Kush. The answer is smoke.
Thank you, Kush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead. What's your name?
My name is Trisha.
Trisha, and what's your answer, Trisha?
No.
Thank you, Trisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is smoke.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is smoke.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and I think the answer is smoke.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Abhinav. I'm just smoke.
Thank you, Abhinav. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is smoke.
Thank you, Rhea. Rhea was the last caller for question number 1. We only take 10 questions. I know there are some more people waiting online, but you will have another opportunity when we ask listener questions 2 and 3. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. When we come back from the break, we will see how many points everyone has in the studio and also who won our first listener question. Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Akshint, Mansi and Avanish. And we just finished our category, Things in the Air. The listener question when we went on break, the listener question when we went on break was, when you light a fire, this gets released in the air. And yes, the answer I was looking for was smoke. But then when someone said rockets, it made complete sense to me. I was like, duh, of course. So that's a correct answer too. So we did accept that as a correct answer. And we did a raffle. And from all the correct answers, this time it was Avnish's turn to pick a winner. Avnish, who is the winner of the first listener question?
When you light a fire, this goes up. The winner was Anya.
Anya, all right. Good job, Anya. And I want to hear your loud voice again, Avnish. Let me hear you loudly.
The winner is Anya for the question
number one.
For you light a fire, this goes up.
All right. Anya, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. I think Anya has been a winner in the past. She knows what to do. However, this is what you do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject matter of the line, say listener question number one and the date of today's show, January 31st. All right. So let's see how the kids in the studio have been doing. Akshint, how many points do you have?
30.
Into the mic.
30.
Mansi?
40.
Ooh. And Avnish?
30.
Wow, this is as close as it can possibly get. Because we have a number 10 that cannot be actually divided by 3. So this is really, really close. So kids are super smart. My questions are super easy today, looks like. And we're going to move on to our next round, which is desert animals.
Yes!
Desert animals. Now, the desert is considered a very inhospitable environment. But actually, it's home to many, 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 many animals, birds and insects. So we're going to talk about that for a minute. And are you guys ready to start?
Yes!
All right. Let me hear your buzzers. First, Akshint, Mansi, and Avnish. Awesome. All right, you guys ready?
Yes!
First question. We'll start very easy. So, be ready with your buzzers. Animal that stores fat in its hump.
Camel.
Wait, that was Mansi.
Camel.
Camel. Very good. Yes. It is a problem when you don't hit the buzzer fast enough. First hit the buzzer. Don't raise your hand.
Okay.
Just hold it like this and go. Pachak. Got it?
Okay.
Try it. There you go. All right. Question number two. A mammal that can fly. A mammal that can fly.
Bat.
Bat. Very good. Yes, do you know bats are found in the desert? In fact, the animals you're going to hear about are all been found in the desert. Okay. All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Eight-legged animal with a sting in the tail.
Scorpion.
Scorpion. There we go. Good job, Mansi. Okay. Question number four. Flying animal that scavenges on dead animals. Flying animal?
Vulture.
Vulture. Wow, that was really good. She's running away with this category. Question number five. Small animal with prickly spines that can sometimes be a pet.
Porcupine. Porcupine.
No, that is not correct. So you have to give me your 10 points and I'm going to give you 5 points back. A porcupine is... never use, never a pet. Never, never a pet. And this animal I'm talking about is a lot smaller than a porcupine. Small animal with prickly spines that can sometimes be a pet. And the question passes to Avnish. Avnish, you have a choice to say pass. You have 5 seconds to think about this.
Pass.
Pass, okay. And the question now passes to Akshint. Do you want to have a shot at trying this?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Small animal with prickly spines that can sometimes be a pet. Small enough to be a pet. Cute animal. No?
Oh, I know.
Oh, too late. It's a hedgehog. It's a hedgehog. Yes, hedgehogs are also found in the desert. All right. Okay, question number six. Small mammal with a leathery shell that likes crunching insects like ants. Small mammal with a leathery shell. It has a shell. Like with sort of... ridges on it.
Turtle.
No, a turtle is not a mammal. Remember? It's a reptile. Give me your 5 points. Give me 10 points. I'll give you 5 back. Okay. So the question now passes to Mansi. Small mammal with a leathery shell that likes crunching insects. eating insects. It has a shell.
Armadillo?
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. It's an armadillo. Yes, but that was close enough. Good job. Armadillo. And that was a difficult question too. All right, question number 7. Land reptile that has a shell and can live a long life.
Turtle.
That is not correct. So you have to give me 5 points back. I think you have a 5-pointer, right?
Yeah.
You can give me that one. All right. And question passes to Mansi.
Pass.
Land-based reptile that has a shell and can live a long life.
Me?
Mm-hmm. It's question passes to you. If you know, you have a few seconds to answer. Or you say pass. The answer is tortoise. Turtles are in the water. Tortoises are on the land. That's why remember, the desert doesn't have a lot of water, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. A hairy spider.
Tarantula.
Tarantula. Very good. Tarantula. Here we go. 10 points to Mansi. Question number 9. Large flightless bird found in Africa. Large flightless bird found in Africa.
Ostrich.
Who's that?
Me.
Oh, yeah. Correct. Ostrich is right. Good job. And final question. Snake that can make a sound with its...
Rattlesnake.
Wait, who was that?
Me.
Yes, that was Akshin. Rattlesnake is right. Here we go. Yes, that was a slightly more challenging round, but Mansi did really well. We'll see the scores, but first it's time for the listener question now. Listener question, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And the question is, we're still in the category desert animals, but we're talking about a different kind of desert. We're talking about a desert of snow. Flightless bird found in the snowy Antarctican desert. Flightless bird found in the snowy Antarctican desert. Because remember, a desert simply means a place which is not very habitable and not very welcoming to animals. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Rahul, and the answer is a penguin.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mayank, and the answer is penguin.
Thank you, Mayank. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is a penguin.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arun from San Francisco, and the answer is a penguin.
Thank you, Arun. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Juhi, and the answer is a penguin.
Thank you, Juhi. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Mehak, and my answer is a penguin.
Is that Mehak?
Yeah, Mehak.
Yes, lovely name. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Asuti Garawa, and the answer is... the penguin.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is penguin.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ronit. The answer is penguin.
Thank you, Ronit. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Go ahead. Put the phone down and tell me your answer. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aradhya. What's the question again?
Flightless bird in the Arctic, snowy Arctic desert.
Oh, I think the answer is a penguin.
Thank you, Aradhya. And Aradhya was the last caller of this question. We're going. Before we take a break, as regular listeners know, this is when we play our musical showcase. So, Michael is going to play the piece, and then I'm going to share a little bit of information about it.
Thank you.
So that was Aditya playing trumpet, as you may have guessed. I think the tune was pretty clear. He was playing Janagana Mana. He wanted to surprise his aunt, uncles and grandparents and played it, I mean, practiced for many, 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 many hours. It wasn't perfect, of course, but it was such a thoughtful gesture on his part. And he had been learning only for 5 months at that point. He had only been learning the trumpet for 5 months. And let me tell you, from personal experience, having a child who learned the trumpet is a very hard instrument to master. So we have to give a big kudos to Aditya for playing Janagana Mana on his trumpet. And as you can see, our musical showcase, it really wants to show kids who love their instrument and want to do something with it. Aditya, very well done. Let's give him a big round of applause. Good job. And if you want your child to be heard on the radio, please write to us at Safari Quiz Show.
Quiz Show.
Jija
Saval Kija.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Akshant, Mansi and Avanish. And before we went on break, we were doing the category Desert Animals. Our listener question was, which is this flightless bird that can be found in the snowy Antarctic desert? And from the answer indeed was penguin. And from all the correct answers, it was Mansi's turn to pick a winner. Mansi, who is the winner of our second listener question?
The winner is Gaurav.
Gaurav, all right. Gaurav, you know what to do. Write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject of the email, mention it's question number 2 on January 31st. And in the body, the question and the answer. And your name, of course. All right. So, safariquizshow@gmail.com is the email to reach us if you want to participate on the show. The show is not restricted to kids from Safari Kid, as many people sometimes mistakenly believe. It's open to everyone. It's not restricted to Indian Americans or anything like that. It's open absolutely to the wide world. What we would like you to do is just mention your child's age and grade so that we can group them appropriately. And if 3 friends want to come and participate on a show together, that's most welcome. Makes our job a lot easier, plus makes it a lot of fun in the studio. Once again, our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. If you have some category ideas that you haven't seen on the show yet, please let me know. I've been doing this for 2 years now. We've finished 2 years and we're moving on. This is the 3rd year of the show. And you know, I do 3 categories once a week for 52 weeks a year. So I could catch a break, please, and send me your category ideas as well. All right. So let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Akshant, how many points do you have?
40.
Loudly.
40 points.
That's very good. Mansi, how about you?
90 points.
90 points. And Avanish?
30 points.
30 points. But you know what? This next round is going to be a word jumble or anagram round. I'm going to give them the letters. And then I'm going to give them a clue and they have to guess what kind of word the letter forms. So if you're playing along at home, grab a paper and pencil and let's get started. First, we'll do a quick buzzer check to make sure everybody's buzzers are working. All right. Akshint, Mansi and Avanish. Awesome. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Let's start off easy. Your letters are A, R, E. And the clue is a period of time. A period of time.
Era.
Very good. 10 points to Avanish. Okay. Question number 2. Your letters are F, L, O, S, S, I. And the clue is preserved remains of animals.
Fossil.
Wait, who buzzed?
Me.
There's Mansi.
Fossil.
Fossil. Very good. Here we go. Right, ready? Mansi, keep a hold of your points so that we don't mix it up later. Question number 3. R-E-V-E-L. Tool that's used to lift a heavy load by using a bar and a pivot. R-E-V-E-L. Tool used to lift a heavy load by using a bar and a pivot. That means you put something, then you put a long like stick in, and then you can lift it. That's the system on which a seesaw operates.
Lever.
Wait, yes, you got it. Lever. Very good. That's Avanish. Well done. All right. Next one. R E P R-E-P-Y. Animal that is hunted. R-E-P-Y. Animal that is hunted.
Prey.
Prey. Very good. Here we go. That was Mansi. Question number 5. M-E-T-S. Thing that holds up a flower. M.
Stem.
Stem. Good job, Mansi. Here we go. All right. Question number 6. B. A. I. T. H. A. T. Home of a plant or animal. Bait hat. B. A. I. T. H. A. T. Home of a plant or animal.
Habitat.
Very good. Excellent. Can you pass those 10 points along? There you go. Question number 7. O. I. L. S. Top layer of the earth. O. I. L. S. Top.
Soil.
Who is that? Mansi.
Soil.
Yes, you got it. Buzz first, talk later. That's the motto by which you win on the Safari Quiz Show.
Wait, question. What?
I said, buzz first, talk later. Soil was the answer. Question number 8. U-P-P-A. Life stage of a butterfly. U-P...
Pupa.
Pupa. Very good. Mansi again. Okay. Question number 9. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
R-E-G-E-N-Y. We use oil or gas.
Energy.
Awesome. I didn't even have to give him the clue. That was action. Here we go. 10 points. And last one. Get man. G-E-T-M-A-N. An object that attracts iron. An object.
Magnet. Magnet.
Magnet. She buzzed first. I know you answered first, but we do go by who buzzes first, and that was Mansi. And that was the last question of this round, which will brings us to our listener question. Our call-in number at the studio is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Here are your letters, kids at home. P-O-T-R-U-S. P-O-T-R-U-S. And the clue is the shoot of a plant. The shoot of a plant. P-O-T-R-U-S. Kids in the studio, you can try your hand at it, but don't answer. We'll let the kids at home figure it out. Shall we go to our first caller? Hi, you're on the air. Nah, they're still thinking. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, go ahead.
Hello.
Pooja, is that you? Hi, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello, my name is Sally Sinha.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Sally Sinha.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Sally Sinha, and the answer is sprout.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Erin from San Francisco, and the answer is sprout.
Thank you, Erin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Juhi, and the answer is sprout.
Thank you, Juhi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Twinkle, and I think the answer is sprout.
Thank you, Twinkle. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is sprout.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, go ahead.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aditya, and I think the answer is sprout.
Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is sprout.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishita, and the answer is sprout.
Thank you, Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is sprout.
Thank you, Rahul. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Abhinav, and the answer is sprout.
Thank you, Abhinav. Abhinav was the last caller for the round. If you're still trying to get through, don't worry. We're going to have another show next week and we're going to have more listener questions. So don't get disappointed and try again next week. In the meantime, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won our third listener question and also who the winner in our studio was. Jieja
Sava. The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja
Sava. Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Akshant, Mansi and Avnish. And I love second graders because they are so enthusiastic. The question that we had before the break, our last listener question, was word jumbles in science or science anagrams. Anagram is just a fancy word for saying word jumble. And the letters I gave you were P-O-T-R-U-S. The clue was the shoot of a plant. And yes, the answer was sprout. Everybody got it right from all the correct answers. This time it was Akshint's turn to pick a winner. Akshint, who is the winner of our third listener question?
The third listener question was Shelly.
Shelly. All right, Shelly. Beginner's luck. Well done. In fact, so let me first tell you what you need to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and mention in the subject of the of your email that you won listener question number 3 and today's date, January 31st. It just makes Miss Anu's job a lot easier and she'll send you a prize. A couple of things I want to mention. First of all, we had a lot of new callers today, new first-time callers. At least I heard a lot of names that were new. Thank you so much for listening to us. And if you have friends, please tell them about us so they can also enjoy the show. I also want to say a big thank you to Aditya for sending us his musical piece, and I hope many more of you are going to do that. Now let's see how the kids in the studio did. Akshint, how many points do you have?
60 points.
60 points. What about you, Mansi?
150.
150 points. Was the mic working? I wasn't sure I heard the... Okay. Mansi got 150 points. What about you, Avnish?
I got 60 points.
60 points. Awesome.
Wait,
50. 50 points. He got 50 points. Mansi is today's winner. Let's give her a round of applause, guys. Woohoo! All right. Well done. She was second the last time she was here. This time she won. It pays to come back. So if you're interested in participating on the show, safariquizshow@gmail.com is the way to reach us. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. Today's show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja
Sawal Kieja.
Manwa lage, oh manwa lage.